Christmas with Princess Mirabel. Written by Julia Donaldson. Illustrated by Lydia Monks. And read by Sophie Thompson. Swan Lake. It was a Saturday morning in December, and Ellen was drinking a glass of hot lemon and honey at the kitchen table. When she'd finished it, she tried to sing.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, it was no use. Her voice was coming out all croaky.
Ellen had had a bad cold, and although she felt much better, her throat wasn't quite right yet. The lemon and honey drink hadn't really helped. That meant she almost certainly wouldn't be able to go out carol singing with her friends that night. She tried one more time.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans a-swimming.
You sound more like a swan a-dying, said Ellen's big brother Luke, who was up early for once. Usually he slept till lunchtime at weekends. Can't you stop that awful din?
A dying swan. That reminded Ellen that she should be at her ballet class in 10 minutes. They were rehearsing for their end-of-term show. It was going to be a children's version of the famous ballet Swan Lake. At least there was no singing in that. In the ballet, Ellen was one of the maidens who had been turned into swans by a wicked sorcerer. Ignoring Luke, she ran upstairs and hastily packed her swan costume into a bag. The costume was quite simple, just white tights and T-shirt and a headband with an orange beak and 2 black eyes stitched on it. Even though Ellen took the shortcut through the park, by the time she reached the hall where the ballet class was held, the changing room was empty. I'm late again, she scolded herself. She hoped that Madame Jolie, the ballet teacher, wouldn't be cross. She put on her costume as quickly as possible, then checked in the mirror that the swan's beak was in the middle of the headband.
Oh, no. Don't say the sorcerer turned you into a swan like me, said her reflection.
Except that, of course, it wasn't her reflection. It was Princess Mirabel. She looked just like Ellen, but was very different in character.
Mirabel, what are you doing here? You know what happened last time.
Mirabel had come to the ballet class once before, and Ellen didn't want her there again. That time, Mirabel had told everyone that her shoes were magic and wouldn't stop dancing. Madame Jolie was not at all impressed and had ordered her to leave.
Fear not, said Mirabel, springing out of the mirror. I'm not wearing my magic shoes this time. They wore out. But I'm shocked to see you with that beak. I thought the sorcerer's magic only worked on princesses like me.
It's not a real beak. And the sorcerer is just in a ballet, said Ellen. Anyway, I can't stay and chat. I'm already late.
Turning her back on Mirabel, she opened the door to the ballet room, hoping that Mirabel wouldn't follow her. The other pupils in the ballet class were standing in a line with their toes turned out. Almost all of them were wearing swan outfits like Ellen.
I'm sorry, I'm late, madame, said Ellen in her croaky voice.
But instead of telling her off, Madame Jolie fixed her attention on Mirabel, who had followed Ellen and was fluttering her arms behind her back like wings. Ellen expected the teacher to be furious, but instead Madame Jolie clapped her hands in delight.
Yes, yes, that is just the movement I have been trying to teach you all, she said. Everyone watch this little newcomer and copy her. Arms back, fingers spread out, and flutter. Well done, my dear. You move just like a real swan.
That's because I am one, replied Mirabel. A wicked sorcerer turned me into one, and I see he's been at work here too. There's a whole flock of you.
Madame Jolie laughed. She obviously didn't recognize Mirabel as the girl who had once been so cheeky in her class.
Ah.